already rolling.
Yeah.
We already rolling.
We already rolling.
This was a great interview. This is legendary.
Yeah, and it's that dope, but we just rolling, nigga. Yeah, and it's that dope, but we just rolling. And it's the double we just rollin', nigga. Yeah, and it's the double we just rollin'. Yeah, and it's the double we just rollin', nigga. Yeah, and it's the double we just rollin'. Yeah, and it's the double we just rollin', nigga. Yeah, and it's the double we just
rollin'. Deceiving me, I think he just pulled up. So, Chris Demise, I think, is right behind me, y'all. The guest of today will be in the whip. His name is Chris Demise. He is a, you know what I'm saying, professional wrestler from the area of Cincinnati, Ohio, stepping in the whip today to chop it up with me. You know what I mean? This is going to be one of the more inner childhood moments of mine that's getting accomplished, being able to actually interview a wrestler to be a part of something like this is so funny, man. So I can't wait to be able to, you know what I'm saying, talk to him today, see what he got going, you know what I mean, and let him know that this shit is actually dope as fuck to be able to talk to a wrestler, man. So, I'll pay for your meter. Hold on, let me see some real shit. In these situations, so when you put them in these situations, you gotta, you know what I'm saying, make sure that they are good in these situations. So, hell yeah, I'm gonna get you a good spark, my G. I know this part of Covington better than anybody. So yeah, Chris Demise about to be in the whip. I'd be damned if I don't let him get no parking spot. I'd be damned. What kind of host would I be? What kind of person would I be? What kind of person would I be? You feel me? What they doing? November 17th. So, you can park right there, big dog. Park right there. And then, I'm gonna park right here. You should have parked right there. Hold on, y'all. See, I gotta do some real nigga shit. Be right back. Well, there's one. Yeah. Either or. Yeah, either one good. Either one good with you, G. Yeah, so that's some real nigga shit right there. When you gotta make shit happen, bro, you gotta make shit happen, bro. You gotta make your shit happen for your guests. Hold on. I gotta put some more money in the meter real quick. Hold on, G. Let me get some more. I'm gonna put like another quarter in there, bro. Yeah, nice to meet you, though, bro.
Yeah,
that's Chris. Hell yeah, bro. I know about you, Sterling. Yeah. Silver. Nice to meet you, bro. Oh, yeah. All right. And then the cool thing about it is I just keep looping back and keep adding that 15 minutes on it because they already give us 15 minutes for free. Yep. Yeah. Let me make sure we already rolling in this bed. Yeah. Hell yeah, dog. Y'all already know what time it is. This was lit, bro. Glad we got that shit together, bro. And this is for you. And that's called the Chris Demise cam for the day. And then go ahead and get comfortable, bro, because I ain't, you are big as fuck. And I just realized I got this car as little as shit. So the seat adjuster is to your right. And if you want to like lean it back, you can, but it's like manual. And then the thing for the feet is like under you. But yeah, make sure you're comfortable, bro. I don't miss you.
I think you got it pretty roomy in here.
All right. Just want to make sure you're good, bro.
Yeah, buckle up, though.
You feel me? Yeah, safety first.
Safety.
Hell yeah. And then that water is for you, whatever one you feel comfortable with, man. You feel me? Welcome to Silver Rise. You feel me? I got Chris Demise in the whip, yeah, you know man, what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The very first professional wrestler in the whip, bro. And I got to be I just being for real, a nerd and tell you, bro, this shit is like a childhood dream coming true to be able to interview a wrestler, bro.
Well, thank you, man. It makes me feel good.
I feel like the dude I was interviewing, Hulk Hogan, like when I was a kid, bro. This shit, I'm a diehard wrestling fan, bro, so we're going to talk about it a lot. And you know what I'm saying? Of course, your career. And you know what I mean? The reason why you wanted to do what you're doing. And I got kind of an inside scoop on kind of reason why. But I got to know. I got to hear it first and foremost. But yeah, to let everybody know who you are on the channel, man, go ahead and introduce yourself. I already did the intro, but you introduce yourself too.
Yeah, man. I'm Chris Demise, professional wrestler. Been wrestling for about 3 years now.
Yeah.
You can follow me on like everything at Chris_Demise. I have Chris Demise.
Yeah.
Facebook, and it's Chris K-R-I-S Demise.
So, with a K.
Yep.
Don't disrespect the name spelling now. You feel
spell it right.
Yeah.
Got to. Top 500 black wrestlers this year.
That's right.
I'm out here.
I saw that. It was the hashtag BW500, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes,
that's
sir.
What's up, man. Hey, look, man, that's why I got another thing to give you, you know what I'm saying, your kudos and your flowers for, bro. Just being for real, a lot of black athletes that go into wrestling don't really get the love, don't really get the sure. respect, don't get the, just being for real, don't get their flowers like they want to say in the day's time, like... What made you want to step into that sports? Because a lot of people don't want to say that, and I'm not going because it is fucking sports. What made you want to go into that sport of professional wrestling?
Man, it's kind of a long story.
Let's hear it. This your interview. Shit, yeah.
But I mean, like, wrestling was kind of something that I was always into. Like, even when I was a kid, like, you know, like, we were, like, the same age.
Yeah, so bro.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yes, sir.
The Rock,
yes,
like
sir.
Whether it was my cousin had it on or whatever. So I was always into it. Like everybody does, I kind of fell out of it.
Yeah.
But somebody got me back into it. I was like getting ready to go to high school, and a friend told me like John Cena is the WWE champion or whatever. He
yeah,
was rapping at the time.
Yeah,
so
he is.
I checked it out. I fell back into it. I never stopped. And then it was just like, I ended up going to college.
Pause. Real quick. Nothing against college. I did a disservice by not starting the service, the interview by doing this. I just felt comfortable.
Oh.
If you were with us during
oh,
the interview.
Oh, wow.
If you didn't mind.
Yes.
I just felt like it fit suit if you wore that during the interview or just at least hold it because, like, bro. You going, you gotta understand this, bruh. You the first wrestler I've ever interviewed. So this shit dope as fuck. So like, and I want you to hold back on no details on, you know what I'm saying, your storyline and shit like that, because this is what I do, bruh. I'm not a long-winded person, but when it comes down to it, I do love to talk. So yeah, especially when it comes down to people that I find interesting, man. Hell yeah, bruh. Talk your shit.
I appreciate it, dude. I'm the same way. I don't usually talk a lot, but I'm excited, so.
Hell yeah.
So, I'll share some, but.
I was looking through your, you know what I'm saying? I got to do my Googles and stuff. Yeah. You got to know what I'm talking about. And I saw you just had, like, not that many interviews and stuff. So, that was kind of another reason why I wanted you to be as open and as animated as you are. Because you are that, man. Just being for real. Like, I get when I saw some of your matches, bro, I'm like, wow. He has, like, a combination of a few classic mixed with new breed wrestlers that, yeah, I don't know if you knew that, like, in my mind I'm seeing like old school with the money Ted DiBiase.
Yeah.
I see like the flamboyantness when you had like a certain time with your promo skills, like with The Rock. I saw like the when you clicking up with the I don't want to get the names wrong, so you gotta let me know what's the
MCE.
Okay.
The group.
Okay. And I fuck with how y'all, you know what I'm saying, how y'all really y'all love when people heckle y'all. Like that shit be dope to me, bro. So like, just give me your main. You was kind of, I kind of cut you off on it, but like,
that's good. I was going off.
Man, who's your inspos though? Who's the inspirations in building your character to be Chris Demise? Cause you really do like evolve in the times.
Yeah, man. Like I would say, like when I first started, I was like heavy, like just Kane, you know, Brock Lesnar.
Word.
Very like just monster type guy.
Word.
And then when I came into money with my friends Sinclair, Octavius, Bentley,
okay,
Alex Hayden, MCE.
Okay.
You know, I just kind of like modeling myself more after like The Rock, Ric Flair, like you said, Ted DiBiase.
Yeah.
Just guys that kind of like had the money and talked about it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you have to. If you have it, that's even like, you know, hip hop. I know that's like a big part of this channel and who you interview a lot. Like,
yeah.
I'm big into hip hop and rap music and all that. So,
hell yeah, bro.
That's a big inspiration for me too and how I do the promo game.
Hell yeah, bro. What was your, what would you think been like your most antagonizing thing? I love to ask these things when it comes down to like the craftsmanship of it, because it's still an art.
Yeah,
like
for sure.
What was like in your opinion the damn, they said this about me, like in the crowd, like I'm hearing this, like while you still gotta do what you're doing, you know what I mean? What was that for you? Can you what was the best heckle, I'll say?
Oh man, that's tough.
All right, give me a top three.
My partner Alex Hayden, we have these blue outfits or whatever that we wear.
Okay.
So they call him Papa Smurf, and they call us the Guild.
Damn.
Smurf Guild.
No.
That's a good one.
He said that's a good one.
Alex Hayden gets so heated, he hates the Papa Smurf. So that gets him fired up.
And for the younger people, because you know what I'm saying, I got some young kids. That is that's an old cartoon back in the day. That was everyone that was blue. For, you know what I mean? Because some people, they make us seem like we old as shit just because I'm 27, bro. How old are you, bro?
I'm 28.
All right, you feel me? They make us feel like we dinosaurs now just because we still like the Crank That Soulja Boy and shit.
Bro, dude, some of these kids, some of these like young student wrestlers.
Talk to me.
I asked them, like, I was talking about, I think it was Martin, because I said, such and such, like, oh, you better get the step in. I was like, and they all just looked at me blank. I was like Martin.
Martin?
Who?
Oh, no. No.
Martin Lawrence? You don't know Martin Lawrence? I was sick to my stomach.
See that, right?
Dude finally goes, oh, yeah, he was off Wild Hogs, right?
One of his worst movies?
Wild
Hogs. Damn. Hey. I just recently found out, Wild Hogs, I mean, I ain't trying to play Tim Allen like that, but bro, I mean, we got to put Blue Streak up there. We got to play, you could have said Big Mama's House.
Yeah.
I mean, man, damn.
I like Black Knight.
Oh my God, come on, bro. They don't even know about Black Knight. Yeah. We're in amusement park. Come on, bro.
When he goes back.
Hey, Chris Demise, you don't know how much we got in common. And this is one thing I do love the show about. You don't know how much you have in common with someone until you actually had that conversation with them.
Sure.
You feel me, bro? So, like, going back into the wrestling scene, like, me and my bro growing up, shout out to my brother, man, because he was the one that put me on the wrestling. You said it was your cousin for you. Shout out to your cousin, man, because they don't know what they did for us, bro, in a sense. Like, I don't know about you, but I smoke a shit ton of weed. So, like, it's like my mindset, bruh, is like I can forget a lot of stuff, but when it comes down to wrestling, I don't never forget a certain moment, you know what I mean? So like, can you remember like the first match or your favorite match of all time, bruh, that you seen that kind of got you to be like, damn, I really fuck with this shit?
Oh man. I can tell you the match that brought me back.
What's up?
When I found out John Cena was a champion.
Okay.
Or whatever. And the reason I know this story is because it was like my birthday. And my family took me out to TGI Fridays.
Yeah.
And the waiter had Raw on the TV. And I was just like, that's what's up. And John Cena was wrestling Chris Jericho. And it was I think they had just wrestled at SummerSlam, so this one was if Chris Jericho loses,
he got fired. Yep.
And so I was like, what? Yeah. So like they announced that earlier in the show, yep. So like they drug it all the way to the end.
They're selling it.
Finally, John Cena beats him.
Eric Bischoff comes out.
And you think he's not gonna fire him because they've been cool. Yep. Like Chris Jericho had been helping him, so you think he's not gonna fire him.
Yep.
Eric Bischoff hits him with the psych. You're fired.
I mean,
Chris Jericho throws a tantrum, bro.
Like crying.
Crying. They had like 12 security guards come and
Ass out of there.
Carry him out of the building. I was hooked. Bruh. Like, what? And then did Kurt Angle jump him after that?
Kurt Angle beat the shit out of John Cena. Yep, and that's when they started beefing. Yeah. And not too long after that, Perk Angle, because that's what I started calling him, because that's around that time he got hooked on that shit. He started going crazy, and he got kicked off. That was one of his last feuds.
Yeah,
and
it really was, actually.
In the WWE, man. Hell yeah, bro. It's on. What's so crazy, dog? I'm just now knowing. Only reason why I can agree and honestly remember this, I just started rewatching this shit on the Peacock Network, like going back 2002 and up, like watching every Raw SmackDown. It's like weird. It's just like, but it just gets you to where it's like, this is pure comedy. This is all forms of entertainment in one. You cannot lie and say it's not. Like, you can laugh, you can cry, you can be like, God damn, this shit dramatic as shit. They getting their ass whipped. Like, all right, this is the one I gotta ask you now. Because what gets me about you, bro, like I said, man, when you got in the car, like, man, you're bigger than I thought you were. So it's like, you move very agile for the size that you are, my guy. So what do you model your style off of? Is it more of map base, lucha libre? Do you just say you're a mutt in the sense of you combine it all? Like, because you do be getting around the ring, dog. Like, spine buster like Triple H a little bit, bro. Like, I wouldn't be wanting to get hit by one of them motherfuckers, man.
Yeah, man, they call that the best spine buster on the indies right now.
Word.
But yeah, man, I feel like I mostly do power stuff, but I do like to throw in some of that little bit agile stuff, like I do a calf kick, you know.
Okay.
I can come off the second with like a leg drop.
Yeah.
Drop kick and stuff. Well, super kick, I do things like that.
I saw that shit.
You know what I mean? So.
Kick the shit.
It's because I'm a bigger guy, so you don't expect it.
Like, that's what
a good
it is.
Thing to catch people off guard with.
Yeah.
And you know, hopefully beat somebody with. But yeah, man. Like, I don't know. It's like, Keith Lee is like, have you ever seen him?
No. Educate me. This is what I love.
YouTube him. Okay. Keith Lee is a dude that's like, now he's way bigger than me. He's probably like 400 pounds.
Damn.
But watch his, if you have Peacock on the network, look him up on there.
Okay.
He was on NXT like maybe 2 years ago.
Okay.
And just had like a crazy run. He can do like flip dives.
Damn.
Hurricane Ranas.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Stuff like that. And he's like a giant.
See, shit like that looks way more impressive because, like you say, they're a bigger guy, so you don't expect them to be doing that kind of stuff. Yeah, yeah, bro, like, okay, Keith Lee, I keep that in mind. And that's why I said I love this show, because guys be teaching me stuff the same way, man. You never know what you learn off of people, man.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what was, like, the... Because, like you say, you got to be precise in the ring, and it is one step. You never know what can happen. It could lead to a serious injury. Have you ever had, like, a list of injuries? Like, just because, like, I love to educate people on, you know what I'm saying, if they were to want to do this career path one day, you know what I mean? What are, like, the pros and cons, the plus and minuses, the ups and downs, you know what I mean? The dangers, basically.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's definitely not fake, you know?
Hey!
People say that, but it's definitely not. I mean, I've had, you know, black eyes, bumps and bruises, you can see. I have a chipped tooth.
Damn, bro.
Missing part of it. Getting it fixed here soon.
Respect.
But that came from wrestling, you know what I mean? And I've seen guys, like, you know, break their legs and things of that nature.
Yeah.
So it's no joke. I mean, you do have to be serious. You have to be trained.
That is the
truth. You know what I mean? I went to, you know, we have wrestling school. It's called Bone Crushers National Pro Wrestling Training School.
Okay.
You can come there and sign up. learn how to be a pro wrestler and learn how to do it without getting hurt, you know, as much as possible. You know, obviously stuff respect. Happens, but because it's a sport.
Respect.
But yeah, man. I'd say that the tooth is probably my biggest thing.
Okay.
I've gotten like knocked out. I mean, and I just always hurt.
I feel like that should be, if you aren't able to get knocked out, that shit ain't for you. So it's like what you saying it like that, and you could just be like, like, bro, what? Yeah, you have a little bit, and I'm not being you have to have a little bit of crazy in you to do that shit, bro. That's what's up, man.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely say that, like, everybody who is there is definitely, like, a little bit different. Like,
yeah, a little off.
Like, it's in different ways, like, you know, and the guy that owns it, Roger Ruffin, even says, like, I'm a normal guy, but, like, I'm there, so I must not be too normal.
Damn. But, I like that, though. I like that. You gotta embrace who you are, man. Yeah. Fuck that bullshit when people don't want to, you know what I'm saying? They don't want to be who they are because they think, you know what I'm saying, other people's perceptions matter. Fuck that. Hey, nah, for real. So, I know I've been, you know what I'm saying, just been a fan of wrestling for the longest, so I actually, like, just being for real, I wanted to be a referee at one point in my life. Either it was going to be a referee, a first black president, but Obama took that, or a weatherman. Well, no lie.
Roger Ruffin trains refs, too.
Damn,
he actually
bro.
Was a referee in WWE for WrestleMania 8.
If really?
You go back and watch that show.
Damn.
It's Bret Hart versus Roddy Piper. He's word. A referee for that match.
WrestleMania 8 was outside? Was it? No, that was not. I don't think it was outside. I don't know. Shit. I'm going to look that up, bro. That's what's up.
I've only watched it for that match. That's one of the ones that I don't really.
But that's dope as fuck, though, bro. You a trainer? That's your trainer.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking lit, man.
Exactly, man. And we also have Wildcat Chris Harris.
Okay.
He's one of the trainers, if you ever watched.
I actually heard of the name, but I can't remember where I've heard of his name from.
He was in TNA Impact.
TNA Impact, yep.
He did go to WWE. It's. I think it was like Braden Walker or something like that, I want to say.
Okay.
They gave him like a different name.
Of course.
There. Then he went back to Impact as Wildcat Chris Harris. But he's one of the trainers now there too.
Respect, bro. That's dope as fuck. So, yeah. We jumping ahead, but I like that because I don't like to stay on format sometimes. It's just I like to go with the flow of the conversation. But it was definitely like some big names that you had met in the wrestling game that probably, you know what I'm saying, gave you some pointers, some tips. You know, so you got Wildcat. You got a professional referee. I'm just going to call it for what it is. He was a professional referee before he was a trainer. And his name is Roger Ruffin, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mean, he also wrestled, too.
Word.
But I'd say, like, you know, Ruffin at WrestleMania is
that's definitely your up there. That's up there, bro. That's definitely up there for sure.
That's
the Super Bowl. Yeah. That's the Mecca.
We all want
to
be there.
I swear, I'm still looking for the cheapest of seats for California's next WrestleMania because that's where they're going at. They're going to be in Hollywood, bro. Hopefully,
yeah,
I can get one.
I'm trying to make that one, too, especially if The Rock's going to be on it, bro.
Oh, what?
I've never seen The Rock wrestle before.
Me either, man.
That's my favorite. The Rock's my all-time favorite.
All-time favorite? All right.
Who's your all-time favorite?
All right. You asking me questions.
Camera on you. Who's your all-time favorite? I'm interviewing you.
All-time favorite wrestler all-time is The Undertaker. Die Hard
the
Dead
Undertaker.
Man. Die Hard Dead Man fan, bro. And it's so funny, people wouldn't understand that The Undertaker, when he was a biker, was more of my favorite Undertaker than Undertaker anything really? Else. I loved people hated Undertaker as a biker, and I loved him because of the switch. I was like, bro, hell yeah, because now we see, okay, he's still dead in his mind. He still puts the fear in everyone, bro. Yeah. He's still the dead man. He literally is on a bike and he's kicking your ass, and he still comes out to the doom. Like, come on, bro. You cannot put this man down. And he's burying motherfuckers. I just watched him get screwed last night in that 2004 Survivor Series, man. When they buried him, Kane came back and buried him, bro. Well, 2003, I think it was. Man, that pissed me off, man. I'm very passionate. I'm sorry, bro. Chris, get me started.
But also, like, again, like, you're 27, so that's like the Undertaker that we grew up
That's
on.
What I'm saying, bro.
Now that I'm thinking about it, like, the first time, like, as a kid, I probably ever saw him.
We were fucking afraid of him.
Yeah, I think it was like, do you remember when Triple H and The Rock had that match, like, whatever it was, and he first came back with the mic.
Yes, and then Armageddon.
He like the girls were just like,
he's here.
Yeah, I was scared.
Yeah, bro. And I was like, oh my God. And it's like, what? The Undertaker? And Jerry, bro. Jerry Lawler. I swear to God, bro, Jerry Lawler, bro, I could listen to him just talk about anything all day, bro. He can make a pancake interesting. But I swear, bro, yeah, man. Nah, man, this is not about me. This is about you, Chris. I swear on soul, bro. I will rant. I will go on and on.
But
no.
The Undertaker deserved to tell you was great.
He was the best, bro. All-time favorite. And then just being able to I saw him live. It was so crazy. To see how they did it, it was on a special Monday Night Raw. He came to South Carolina. And he came when it was already over. Like, the show was over. He came after. And the way they did it, bro, was so crazy. They made the whole arena cold. The arena was cold as shit. And he came, and it's like, that's how they do this? Oh, they are invested in this. He is the best. He just came, and he did the intro shit, and walked out. He didn't do nothing. That was all we needed to see. Like, I swear, so it was like, oh, it was just completed. It was just like, the whole night was completed, bro. Like, I'll never forget it, bro. Have you ever seen any WWE live events?
Yeah, I've actually been on one WrestleMania.
Went
to WrestleMania 35 where Kofi Kingston won the WWE.
Yeah!
Title. This one, I saw that. That was sweet. If you go see the NXT TakeOver, because I went to like the package
deal
or whatever.
Hell yeah,
if
bro.
If you watch the TakeOver, I'm like, when it first comes on, they like show me and some other friends that I was with.
Hey, that's fire, G.
That was cool.
Where was that WrestleMania at?
That was in New York, which was like a terrible trip in and of itself because my car got towed.
Damn.
My rental car got towed.
Oh, fuck. And we had to meet some fucked up traffic. I'm sorry about that, bro.
Terrible.
My bad, bro. Hey, but I'm driving. It's all good. That's what I'm saying. You can relax. Damn, so your car gets towed coming from or on the way to WrestleMania?
While we were there, it wasn't even WrestleMania. It was like when we first got there, like the first night. We went to Wale Mania. Have you ever heard of that? Where like
Wale
comes and does like a show at like WrestleMania where he'll have like wrestlers there.
What?
Yeah.
Damn, that's fire.
You never heard of that?
No, man. No, it was so funny. I'm going to be honest with you, Chris. I am stuck in the past. So, I can promise you this. Like I just told you, Undertaker was my favorite wrestler of all time. When he lost WrestleMania, when he lost his match against Brock Lesnar, that was the last time I literally like kept up with like stayed on. Like yes, now I will occasionally like, cause I think I follow Taz on Twitter. I follow like Roman Reigns and stuff on Twitter, The Rock on Twitter, and I just recently saw that fucking Logan Paul fought him.
Yeah,
at Crown Jewel.
Yeah.
So, like, I watched all of Crown Jewel just seeing that spectacular. I'm like, damn, this is like a WrestleMania in Egypt or some shit? That's how far.
Like that?
Yeah, I fucking love it. I fucking love it, bro. It kind of made me want to get back into it. Just being free with you, that was the most recent, like, shit that I've watched, bro. But nah, man, after Brock Lesnar stole my heart, took my soul, bought Crown that night. Oh, yeah. I can say I'm crying. I cried that night. Shit, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm going to get clowned. Y'all can clown me. I don't give a goddamn, bro. Oh, yeah. Oh, man, look, man.
For all the wrestling fans, that's not clown.
Bro, when that dude had that.
Freak.
Bro, come on, Chris. Come on, Chris. Hey, Chris, real talk, though, because I ain't even going to lie to you. When it comes down to everything at the end of the day, we do this shit because we love it. Yeah. You do what you do for the love of it. And I honestly see what you do in the ring, man. You got a passion for that shit. You love that shit. And just being for real, you being the first person that I met to actually do this shit. And like just being for real, that I actually be like, hey, yeah, this guy is really a guy. He's a regular, everyday person. But he's not. He has a fucking talent that's extraordinary.
Yeah.
What do you want to be remembered for when it's all said and done?
Oh, man. That's a loaded question.
Yes.
Because you definitely want to be like the person that like, made it, you know.
Hell yeah.
Everywhere, like to the highest level of wrestling that you can go, as far as like your personal self. Like, I want to, you know, get signed, get a deal, like get to WrestleMania even. Like, but also you want to make sure that like you could inspire people too, because you know this was something that I didn't, when I was younger, I didn't realize was possible. I didn't think I could wrestle. I didn't think.
Yeah.
You know, somebody could be a freaking pro wrestler. So, you know, and not even that. It's like just whatever your dream is. Like, if podcasting or interviewing is your dream.
It sure is, big dog.
I feel like you need to follow that. So I want to inspire people to do that. And it's cool that, like, you know, I've ran into people that I've gone to school with, or even like, you know, people I've met, they think it's cool to like, my dream is to wrestle and I decided to do it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I think everybody should do that. If you have a passion or something in your heart, do it. You know what I mean? Like,
what's
the worst that can happen? Like, don't live your life saying you didn't do it.
Go ahead with that, man. Preach.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, yeah.
That's how I felt in my soul. I felt I had to do it.
I love that shit.
Is that how you feel about podcasts? Sure it is.
Bro, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I got a picture from third grade of me being in my journalism class. We used to be like the little school news and shit, and do like the news and shit. I still got a picture hanging up in my house. That's what I wanted to do. Like I said, if I wasn't gonna be the black president, I want to be a newsman, or I want to be a just being real, I want to be a referee for WWE, and I'm doing it. Like I'm just being real. I love that. Like, what you're saying is the same thing of how I feel my life. Like for real, this is my career path. Like, you know what I mean? What we do, clocking in and work, that's just to get the bills paid. But this is actually what I fucking love, my passion, and it is my career path. Cause
yeah,
if money drives us, man, we're never gonna go nowhere. You feel me? Like, and this is another thing that captivated me towards you with this. I got name drop my homie for this, cause he knows you longer than I known him, and he, you know what I'm saying, y'all know each other longer than all this. Yeah. My boy H2O. You feel me? He was like, I spilled the beans probably like last month. Cause that was like the first time I was like, man, I think I'm about to interview Chris DeMise. He's like, Chris DeMise? But I know him, bro. Man, hey, bro, you know what's so crazy? He wanted to do everything he's saying that he's doing for the longest. Like, he said this when we were little. Like,
look. He can tell you, cause I don't.
He did.
I don't know a time in my life where I didn't know him.
Damn,
you
bro.
You know what I mean? Like, that's how long he's been in my life.
Damn, bro. Give me 1 second, G. Hold on. I think I heard this stop. Yeah, that's all good. I'ma just switch the cameras. That's still rolling, so we good. That's the funniest thing about that shit, though. Like, he was like, nah, bro. He literally is an A1 dude. Cause I swear, since we've known him, that's how he been. He always wanted to do this shit. And I'm like, man, I could tell though, just because like it's just being for real, just being in Ohio for like the last 13 years, I never really seen that out here like that. I never really seen it. Like, I know it's a big territorial thing over at Louisville where they do like OVW and stuff like that, but I just never seen it over since where people just, I ain't gonna say that, I never met that many people that like wrestling as much as I did. I'll say that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let me get this together. But yeah, bro, what's your how many belts have you won? Let's ask that. Like, let's talk about the achievements in your career.
So far, I'm actually beltless.
Okay.
This is the first one.
Hey!
But, that being said, this coming Wednesday, before Thanksgiving, the night before Thanksgiving, I have a championship match.
Okay.
Unified championship match, Chris DeMise against Beck Reeves at Bone Crushers.
Yeah.
6105 Vine Street, Elmwood Place, Ohio.
Yeah.
I will win the unified championship that night. That's going to be the first one, you hear me?
Where's my microphone at, man?
That's going to be the first one. If you smell.
You feel me? I feel like you gotta get yourself together for this, because what you're doing right now is you're prepping up. You're just hyping up. What they said, the promo?
Yeah.
The promo for the match is on the way. So who's your opponent again?
It's Beck Reeves.
You don't stand a chance.
Current unified champion.
You don't stand a chance, Beck Reeves.
You know, I actually broke his ribs earlier this year.
Ribs so. About to get broke again, boy.
Again.
You feel me?
I'm going to break your heart, too, when I take that unified title, son.
Putting them ribs on the grill, son. Put some barbecue sauce on them ribs. Get them ribs together, G. Chris DeMise about to take that shit to Bart. You feel me? I'm over here just hyping it up. Hey, bro. Don't get me started, man. Chris DeMise about to get that unified belt off your ass. You feel me? Don't get me hyped up. Hey, it's the day before Thanksgiving, you said?
Yeah.
He gonna be the turkey.
Yeah.
The turkey already got cooked. The turkey got cooked.
Yeah.
And he got a belt on it. Nah, Chris DeMise gotta take that belt up off him, bro. I'm sorry. I'm done. Hey, bro, I'm hyped up.
See, look, now you can be a man. You got the man.
See, bro, don't do me. Don't do me, Macho Man Randy Savage. Oh, my God, bro. This is literally like, I'm sorry, bro. This is so fucking fun to honestly see that. You do this shit, bro. And then when I saw when you was talking your shit that one time, y'all started spending the money, and one dude was like, that's fake money. He's like, man, shut up. Man, shut up, bro. I'm like, hey, yeah, talk your shit, bro. Fuck them haters, man. All right, let me get back on schedule, bro. See, because one thing I will do is get off schedule.
That's all good.
All right. So we wrapping it up, though. I ain't want to keep it too long, but just being for real with you, dog. I'm going to ride back over on the Covington side. But I have one more question. I might just do it off of your camera for real, if it's doing too much over here.
It's all good, man. I'm not in the rush. I'm not
doing the Spine Buster. Yeah, go back to the Spine Buster. That's what it was. You said that is the number one Spine Buster that they said. Yeah. I can see why. That shit really, you put your heart in that. You literally put your shit on that, bro. Like, bro. Do they really tell you, like, when y'all finish fighting, like, hey, bro, that shit really fucked me up, man? Like, dude. Because, damn. Man. I was like, I looked back, like, man, that shit look like Triple H, Arn Anderson type spine buster, man. Is that your finishing move?
No, I used to do the, it's like a claw. Like
the claw choke slam, my nigga, for real. Is that like a scalp choke? You got me grabbing them by their scalp?
Yeah, kind of. Like
God damn. Oh. Damn!
Where are you? Ah! See that? Ah!
Bro, your hand. Bro.
Just grab my hand.
This nigga's hand is huge as shit, bro. What the hell?
I just take me.
All right. Boom. So, Crystal Myers, you are a solid, what, 6'3"?
I'm not that tall. I'm like 6 foot.
But bro,
I wear boots. I mean, so the boots probably give me like 6'1".
This nigga just palmed my forehead, bro. And I swear to God, bro, this shit felt like I was about to die. Man, all right. So that is just ridiculous. I really feel like at the end of the day, though, if you have fun with this shit, you're going to win that belt. And then, I don't know, you can answer this. Have you ever, like, seen those indie fighters, bro, that be going through, like, tubes of glass and shit?
Oh, like the deathmatch guys?
Yeah, have y'all ever done that? Yeah.
No, I've never done a deathmatch. Not saying that I wouldn't do one, but...
You would do that shit?
I might do one. I don't know. But, I mean, when I was first starting out, I actually, like, filmed some. So I've been, like, up close.
Word.
And it's sick, though, like...
Did they have to sign, like, a waiver for that? Damn!
I don't know about that, but
they might just do it because they want to.
Probably. I mean, it's nuts though, man. I was filming it, and like I was walking around like the ring, and by the end of it, I had like 10 tacks in the bottom of my shoe. You know, they use thumbtacks, light tubes. I got cut by one. You know, I hit him with the light tube.
Oh my god!
It exploded, hit me in the leg, and cut my leg.
And you just a bystander.
Yeah.
So the crowd can get smacked by that shit.
Yeah. That's not good. But that was King and Rotten, IWA. And I don't think they do any more shows. And that's probably why.
I was about to say, yeah.
That's
okay.
Probably why.
Okay. And with you being NWF, correct?
Yeah.
All right.
Modern Wrestling Federation.
All right. They've been out for some time now. I did my Googles.
I don't mean to cut you off, but...
No, you're good.
Cutting you off because this is going to be a big week after I win the Unified title from Beck on Wednesday.
That's right.
The 27th anniversary event is on Saturday. I have another big match there.
Okay.
It's MCE against the team of Pompano Joe, Christopher Michael Lotus, and the Tri-State champion, The Swinger. So we're one of the main events on that show. That's like one of the biggest cards of the year for us because it's, you know... the anniversary show. So 27 years.
Hell yeah.
I think that's like the longest, like, it's an independent wrestling territory, I believe.
That's fucking dope.
That's the longest that I've heard of, anyways. 27 bro. Years.
That's fucking that's dope, 90s, bro. You know, y'all about
you're
to say,
but
that's my age,
you know what I mean?
Bro.
That's crazy.
Hey, man, hold on, bro. Hold on. That just went off, too. I'm about to get this together. See, this is the thing about black stuff with me, bro. I got to get me some actual cameras.
Yeah. It's all good, dude.
You know what's so funny, bro?
You got the hookup and shit. It's probably more than I would have.
I appreciate it, man. You but nah. what's so dope, and I, like, sometimes I don't mind this doing because, like I said, I love to have a genuine conversation with people.
Yeah.
This shit is literally, like, interesting because you can start something like, I never knew... how, you know what I'm saying, just being free, I never knew how The Rock or Stone Cold or anyone even came about. Yeah. And it was exactly what you're doing.
Yeah, really.
You know what I mean? Like, this is the way that the people that we saw growing up become who they become. So, bro, like, just being for real, you young as hell. These wrestlers, there was some, bro, there was some dudes doing it old as fuck, like DDP, Don Dallas Page.
40s, yeah.
fucking old as hell before he even started doing anything. Like, and it's just weird to me, like, that's how they started and just never knew. So it's like, I'm sorry to say it like this, I ain't hyping you or nothing like that, but man, I see it, bro. I see potential in you where you got that, and it's the passion, just like, yeah, I'll do that shit. Or it's the will, the crazy will to want to do that shit, because some people ain't got it. And I'm being for real. That's why I wanted to be a referee. I was like, man, hell nah, knowing that they could just get smacked on their head watching Brock Lesnar's slam Hardcore Holly on his neck like that. Man, nah. Y'all better than me.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, man, it's been good having like a genuine conversation.
This shit is fun, bro. Yeah. This is what I love to do. Yeah, I did that on accident, bro. That was on me. So it was the little thingy timed off. But we got time still. Like I said, we right around the corner from the Madison. I don't like the people, you know what I'm saying? I don't like keeping people too damn late. Just being for real. You know, daylight saving time gonna fuck us up too. The light. Exactly, bro. That's what's good about the conversation. Sometimes you don't even know. You just get lost in it. Yeah. That be the cool thing about it. Yeah, you can end that. You can end that, because that didn't do me well. As long as this was going, we always kept the audio going. Audio was always going. So as long as audio always going, we already rolling. Now, Kristen.
I was holding stupid.
No, you wasn't. That's the best thing about it, bro. That's the Chris Demise cam. You feel me? That's the best thing about that cam. It's literally in your point of view. So, like, wrapping it up, though, with Chris Demise after this commercial. I'm sorry. Welcome back from the commercial break, y'all. You feel me? I hope y'all appreciate those sponsors that we just had. Now, Chris Demise is in the whip. Heel or face?
Oh, I'm a heel, baby. Since day one, heel.
That's what you prefer all day?
Yeah.
Word.
Rich money. I've never been a baby face. Yeah, not saying that I wouldn't, but...
Respect.
I'm a heel, though.
Respect. For the people that are not hip to wrestling lingo, you feel me? That is good guy or bad guy.
I'm a bad guy.
Thank you. You feel me?
Villain.
You feel me? See, yeah, my dog, Chris Demise, is from Cincinnati. So, what is your favorite Cincinnati eatery? What is the thing from Cincinnati that you love the most to eat?
I'm gonna say La Rosa's Pizza.
Okay.
Cause I seem to eat that the most. It's not my favorite, but I seem to eat it the most.
Word.
We'll go with that.
Alright, man. If you were in the WWE other than the WWE Championship, just because that's the most cliche belt and you're holding it right now, what belt, and it could be from past, present, or future, what belt would have been like your all time, like, that's my favorite belt of all time? Like,
since I'm rich, I'm gonna go with the $1 million championship.
That shit fire.
That's a pretty bell, and it fits. Money changes everything.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. That. All right. And when, I asked that. Sorry. My favorite of all time, I asked that. Golden Wrestling, you answered that. Bro, this is so funny, bro. It's just like, now it's literally up. It's you, man. We answered all the questions. And all the questions are all answered. Now, literally, it's legit Chris Demise.
Don't feel bad.
Don't feel bad, because this is literally like the best interview that I've had. And I'm just being free. I haven't had an interview in a long time, especially an in-car interview. You were the first interview that I had in the whip in at least 5 or 6 months.
Oh,
man. Yeah, bro.
Who was the last one you had?
The last interview I actually had was a guy I just walked up on because I saw his car. It was really cool.
Oh.
3 months ago. And so it was so kind of creepy. He ended up passing away. I just found out. Yeah, bro. But like, and yeah. But yeah, before that, it was Mary Shane. I went in her studio. I'm going to actually send you a link to her. She's a she's just really a cool, dope lady in Cincinnati who a lot of people like. Okay. And you know what I mean? That's really kind of the thing I like to do. I don't really like talking to like people that people just like, oh, we got to interview this person. I really talk. I love talking to people that I find interesting.
Yeah, well, I appreciate
just
that.
Being for real, bro. Like, so like, yeah, man, this shit was dope. Like, this part of the show is the part where I literally am like Arsenio Hall. I give the floor to you. You close the show out. You can close it out with a promo. Yeah, you can close it out with, you feel me, a saying, however you want to. But you feel me, Chris Demise, the floor is yours, my guy. This interview is all you.
I close close the show out. Man, how much time do I have?
All the time in the world, bro.
Run through all my stuff again.
Shit, yeah. Anything you want to talk about. Like I said, bro, this is the show. I'm going to be free with you. This ain't like the hip-hop show. This is the show for black people to really talk their shit because they don't really want us to do that. So I give us that platform for us to do that shit. I don't give a damn. I'm going to do that shit. If y'all don't want to, I'm going to do it for y'all.
Cool, man. Well, we'll do it. So you can catch me, Chris Demise, this Saturday, Mount Orab, Ohio. I'll be at the Mount Orab Sports Complex wrestling there. Next Wednesday, the 23rd, Bone Crushers Pro Wrestling Training Center, beating Beck Reeves for the unified title.
Beating him.
And then Saturday, I'll be at Hits in Covington, Kentucky for the NWF 27th anniversary show. MCE against Pompano Joe, Christopher Michael Lotus, Tri-State Champion The Swinger. We're going to win that one, too. I got shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Pick them up. Check them out.
Oh, yeah.
It's got money, demise, claws. I got stickers, magnets, pictures.
I need some magnets.
DM me at Chris_demise on Instagram, Twitter. Chris Demise on Facebook. DM me. Everybody that gets in my way, positive or negative, you will meet your demise.
Hell yeah, bro. Yeah. Like